Investment Advisor.
Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight from courtside at Center Court in Ubley, Michigan, as the Deckerville Eagles are in town to take on the Bearcats of the M-19 Valley. The Bearcat hunt has been coming on strong as of late for Ubley, winning four of their last five games. They started out the season losing three in a row, then winning two, but then dropped another two to start out in a hole at 2-5 on the season. Since then, Ubley has gone 8-3, however, scoring 50 points and allowing 42 on average in the last 11 games in the hardwood.
I'll tell you what, the Bearcats have made significant progress this year, fighting Harbor Beach for that third spot for one reason, and the GTCE. And they are actually beyond the arc, of course. You know, there's no one that can beat them if they are on. So what they need tonight is to have their bigs neutralize Deckerville's anything that they're going to throw in there on the inside.
Ubley is currently on a one-game win streak, if you want to call it that, taking out Sandusky just 4 days ago on the road in Sandusky, a tough place to play. They have won four of their last five with wins over Lakers, Memphis, Cass City, and Sandusky, losing only to Brown City by seven in the snake pit of Brown City. They travel to Harbor Beach on Thursday to wrap up the regular season. Then it's on to districts at Lakers, where they drew a bye and played the winner of USA and Cass City. For the Deckerville Eagles, they've been soaring through the countryside as of late. After starting out the season at 3-2, losing to Dryden and Brown City, they rattled off five straight victories over Sandusky, CBS, Peck, Brown, Caseville, and North Huron. A loss to Kingston on January 31st, but then, since, a 5-1 record in tow, bringing them to the last week of the regular season at 13-4.
I'll tell you what, in their last meeting, it was Austin Fritch, Kenton Bowerman, and Zach Asher. They're the ones that did the damage against the Bearcats. Now, a good balanced attack tonight, even without Zach Asher. So if the Eagles hit the boards, it should do the trick again tonight.
Currently on a one-game win streak, defeated North Huron on Friday by 20 points, 63-43. That was a rebound game after dropping one to a pesky Harbor Beach squad on their home court by 7, 47-54. After tonight, they are back home in a pivotal game that will decide the NCTL against Dryden, whom they trail by just one game. It's time for our last break before we tip off things in Ubley, Michigan. And when we return, we'll have our crystal ball forecast presented by Sure on WLAW Sports.
Really? Huh. All right, the lines. Hey, you over there, guys, come on, get in line. We'll start the interview process shortly. Right? Come on.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for?
Hey,
come on, man, what are you doing?
Sorry, hold on, let me put this down. Hey there, Mike, I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from ThumbCell for only $299, and right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from Thumb Cellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John Mooney on the season, it's John Mooney 1, Las Vegas 1, and somehow Clark Ramsey has six prediction victories on the season. Las Vegas has Deckerville favored by 2.5 points, and John, I'm taking Deckerville by 3.
Wow. Well, you do realize that any team that hears my prediction is going to shudder in fright because I've it's built that, up such a...
It's been that kind of season for you.
Although my boss is enjoying it, so that's okay. I'm going to get hired next year.
Wow, that's something.
So you're picking Deckerville?
I'm picking Deckerville by 3, yes.
Okay. You know, That's a pretty good prediction. But I'm going to go opposite. Why change now?
Right? That's right.
So I'm going to go with Ubbie Bearcats. And it doesn't matter what the score is for them. They're just going to come out with a win.
Wow, okay. He's calling a shot. It's time to meet our starting lineups for tonight. The Deckerville Eagles, 0, Austin Spatzel, the big man down low. Number 2, a junior, Kenton Bowerman. Number 5, senior, Austin Fritch. Number 12, senior, Brandon Patello. Number 13, junior, Wyatt Janowak. For the Ubbie Bearcats, they're starting all 4 seniors. The number 10, senior, David Messing. Number 14, junior, Matt Mychek, the only junior out there. Number 22, senior, Jonathan Brandle. Number 30, senior, Cade Walsh. 32, senior, Aaron Kalama. Ubbie coached by August Record, Deckerville, Adam Klee. Kalama and Spates will be tipping off at center court. Ubbie will moving left to right across your radio to start this ball game. Deckerville right to left in their away maroon jerseys, gold stripes down the sides, gold letters, both very bold numbers. I like this, John, already. Tip is won by Ubbie, and here come the Bearcats. Over to the right wing to Messing. Messing over to the left wing to number 14, Mychek. Dribbles into the lane, kicks it down to the low post to Mychek, Kalama, and he hits the baseline jumper. It's 2-0, Ubbie.
That was a nice feed by Mychek to Kalama. Ubbie has a 2-point lead.
Here comes Deckerville over to the left wing to Bowerman into the corner to Spatzel. Skip pass to the right wing to Patello. The shot's up, no good. And rebound, Ubbie, and here come the Bearcats. All the way down into the corner to Messing. He dribbles into the right blocks, fading away. The jump shot's no good. Rebound, Spatzel. And it's still 2-0, Ubbie. Eagles on offense into the right corner for 3 from Fritch off the mark. And another rebound from Jonathan Brandle. Goes coast to coast, and this one's blocked. And Deckerville wastes no time in transition. They get it up to Austin Fritch, who is fouled on the way up for a layup, and he's going to the line for 2 shots. This will be the first team foul against the Ubbie Bearcats, and it will be against number 14, Matt Mychek, his first.
This is nice ping pong action, I'm going to tell you right now, the way it's going back and forth.
I'm still getting used to our new setup here, John. As the first free throw goes for Austin Fritch. This is the first time in 6 years, John. So the way we are, folks, we're actually in the second row of the seats tonight. And our table is below us as he goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. So our knees are actually above. Our knees are actually above the table.
We're reaching pretty far.
We are. Well, we always reach for pretty far on these broadcasts anyway. It's 2-2. We're tied in Ubbie. Bearcats on offense to the top of the key to Mychek. He pops up from the right elbow, and this one's in for 2 points.
That's a good sign for the Bearcats, getting Mychek off the block pretty quick.
4-2, Ubbie leads Deckerville over to the left wing to Bowerman, down to Spatzel in the left corner. Couple dribbles against Cade Walsh, that's all is there. Skip pass to the right elbow, now to the right wing to, that would be number 12, Patello. And it's stolen away by Messing, and here come the Bearcats.
To the right Cade wing, Walsh.
Cade Walsh for 3.
Yes.
The senior hits it, and now it's a 5-point lead, 7-2, with 6:04 left in the first quarter. Down to the left corner, Spatzel feeds it inside to Janowak. He can't hang on to it, but there is a whistle, and it's a foul against the Ubbie Bearcats. This will be the second team foul, and it is suddenly the second quick foul against Matt Mychek. So early foul trouble for him.
Bad news for the Bearcats. But good news for the Eagles is that they've had their first post feed, because I haven't seen anyone go inside. Down the baseline.
Deckerville on the baseline, kicks it out into the left corner. And the give and go from Bowerman to Fritch goes right out of bounds. This will be the second turnover for the Eagles on the night. They trail by 5 to the hosting Ubbie Bearcats.
Well, we got a 4 fingers up. I don't know what that means.
Jonathan Brandle dribbles down the right side of the lane, kicks it into the corner to Cade Walsh. On the give and go, back downside to David Messing, outside to Jonathan Brandle for the 3, no good. Rebound still loose, and we have a whistle. And this will go against the Ubbie Bearcats.
That's a shot that Jonathan usually makes in his, with his eyes closed.
Fouls it goes against David Messing. That's his first, team's 3rd. Deckerville will inbound 90 feet from their own hoop.
Ubbie does not want to get into a foul fest. They want to see this clock go by pretty quick.
To the left wing, to Bowerman, back over to Patello.